Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Good evening and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio on Monday. Today is Patriots Day, September 11th. It is a crazy kind of mystical weather day here in the area I live. It just feels like one of those really interesting days where we could have lots of powerful things happen or lots of confusing things happen. And I welcome you all here to the program where you can listen and ask questions and try to figure out what's happening on this crazy day. Our guest this evening is Linda Guerra. I'm waiting for her to dial in so we can get her going. I'm hoping that she's not having problems getting online here based on our weather patterns. So I'm going to give her a few minutes to dial in. In the meantime, I'm going to offer up some information for you guys on the website and the happenings and welcome you here to New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. If you haven't done so, give yourself a nice pat on the back and a nice release of tension. You finished the first day of the week, and it's time to sigh and relax. Here in this space that we create for you on Spirit Talk Radio is a space of comfort, a space of relaxation, a space of support, and a space of education. And we want to be your ally in your process of being, in your process of exceeding your life's dreams and expectations. So take a deep breath and relax for a moment and join me in asking for the guides and the support systems and the angels and all the things that are here to keep you moving forward in a wonderful direction. Step up and stand in the light with you, giving you some support and some love, some glorious energy so that you can move forward in your life and get whatever it is that you need from our show this evening. Whether you're looking for an answer to a question, whether you're looking for some guidance, whether you're looking for just a sign, a confirmation that something that you suspected is true, I want you to know that the opportunity for that awaits you here. So deep breath in and relax and know that all things come indeed to those who wait. Beautiful. So my name is Angel. I am the Belly Dancing Medium. I am your hostess here on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. Pacific Time and on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, at which we have a variety of guests in the community to offer their wonderful energy and offer you some support and help. Today's show showcases one of our New Age Guild Premier members, who is Linda Guerra. She is a pranic healer and an intuitive practitioner. Right now, we are having some heavy rainstorms and heavy lightning storms here in the Bay Area. So it's very possible she may have some electrical problems or maybe some things going on that's keeping her from getting on the call today or maybe delaying her. So I'm going to go ahead and take you through until we can determine what's going on and keep the energy flowing. So I'm going to reach out and answer the first call, unless that is Linda. Maybe she's changed her phone number. Good evening. You're on the air. This is Angel. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Yvette.
Hello, Yvette. How are you this evening?
Good.
Well, what can I do for you tonight?
I guess I want to ask a question.
Okay, yes, please. Please be very specific, so that we can get you what you need and what you want.
Well, it's actually about a guy, and
okay.
It's kind of an I'm always interested. I'm an interesting person. What can I say? But I sense something. I definitely sense he likes me. I mean, just and he. I don't know. I did something nice for him a while ago, and then he just makes a big deal about it. I'm like, I'm kind of just low-key about everything. And I just sense he likes me. I don't know how much, but I do sense he likes me. And he wanting to get to know me a little, just by the way he kind of want to enter my space. And very cool about it, but I'm just curious on what the guides or the angels or what they have to say about him.
Okay, do you have a first name for me?
His name is Everardo.
Eduardo?
Everardo.
Everardo, ooh, okay. That's very exotic. Okay, let's have a look at the energy. I'm just going to focus. And so the first thing I get is that there's definitely sparks, not just sparks, like big, like lightning, but just, there's definitely sparks there. And this is a joyous energy, so it's not like a weird kind of non-committal energy. This particular person likes to be in engaged with people. He doesn't like to like hit and run. He likes to engage with people, but he, because of that, he likes to make sure. It's kind of like he shops hard. He shops. Mm-hmm. He picks it up. He tries it on. He wears it for a couple of days. He takes it back and he exchanges. So. That's what this time is about. Is this friendship worth investing into at the next level? So this is a totally getting to know you. It's like a job interview for him. So that's what's happening with him, and that's what you're feeling. So it seems like every time you connect, it feels stronger because he's slowly opening the door. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the question that you got to ask yourself is if you're really interested in it, because he is intriguing, he is fascinating, all the things that you're feeling are very true, and it's an interesting place to go. But he likes to when he engages, he engages. So when his magnet attaches, it attaches, and you might he loves hard, we'll say, where he's very focused.
Yeah, I get that. I definitely get that. Definitely.
So you got to ask yourself if you have the stamina. And when I say stamina, it really is. It's like an episode of Sex and the City. I loved that show because it was like so funny and fun. But it's like, it's a great place to be. And then are you going to wake up in 3 weeks and go, oh, my God. You know,
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, I don't want I don't even know. I just contemplate, ask the universe to navigate what I need in my life. I'm not kind of controlling it, even though, I'm okay, I'll slowly open up. I mean, I have my gut reservations as well. But yeah. I know, what is it about me that he's sensing?
Oh, you are what he really feels like he needs deep down inside, in terms of just your power, your mm-hmm. direction, your focus, and in a perfect scenario for him, this is like the ideal woman. You know, he really mm-hmm. he's a very strong man, but he also kind of likes women to kind of be in charge a little bit. So that's what he sees, and so it's the interesting thing that they're showing me. Wow, there's like crazy lightning and thunder going on here. I don't know if you can hear that. It's crazy. That rattled my house. That was crazy. As soon as I started talking about him, that's right there. But he has a presence that presents itself like pow, animal magnetism. When you get in a relationship, that's going to pull back a little bit.
Okay.
Because he's much more comfortable kind of stepping back a little bit and letting the woman kind of be powerful. It's something mm-hmm. that he just enjoys. And so the hard part is when you're that woman, you know, I'm kind of that woman too. And when women like powerful women, we want powerful men.
Mm-hmm.
And then we like sensitive men, and that don't usually, they're not in the same body usually.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when he's got that sensitivity, it drives us nuts. And we're like, will you stop telling me about your day? You know, it just
mm-hmm.
drives us crazy. So you just have to determine for yourself, is this an adjustment that you want? So it's not a bad thing. It's just deep breaths. Is this an adjustment that you want? So allow the time to invest. Let him try it on. Let him do the testing and engage with that yourself so that you guys can figure out, you know, what's best. But he loves your power. You have an aura that's just really, really vibrant, and he just sees it as a really – as a potential partner, you know, because you guys would be powerful together. You guys would be a powerful power couple. But he's definitely a guy that wouldn't mind cooking dinner and having you come home. And, you know, he has a very sensitive side that he hides. Mm-hmm. And he wants somebody that he can open that up to that's okay with it, because a lot of people he's pulled into his life have not been okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you nailed him. So I guess, I mean, I'm not like, I have not been an open book with him at all, actually. So he's kind of like easing his way in there. And I'm like, okay, if you want to chip away at the wall, go ahead.
And that's all it is for you, and allow it to happen, because it's going to be important for you, whether this one or whatever the universe has in store for you, it's going to be very important for you to learn how to open. So the one thing I can say is that's very well why he was probably brought into your life right now, is to help you get comfortable with that. Just that song and dance, that cat and mouse that you have not had to deal with in a while, because you haven't had the right kind of people knocking at your door, right?
Right. Right.
So now he's knocking at your door, and it's fun. He's attractive. He's got focus. He's not like some guy who's not doing anything. He's got all the papers. He's got everything. He's got the pedigree. He's just sometimes he's just kind of, you're like, ugh, just could you go over there? I'm going to stay here for a minute, because go talk to your friends, and I need to get my head around me. But know that he's used to that. That doesn't mm-hmm. bother him, because mm-hmm. he's used to that. He's like, okay, I'm going to go. I'll start talking to you right now, because he's had that before, because mm-hmm. He loves powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want little mealy mouth little women. That he wants a tiger, and mm-hmm. he wants to tame the tiger. But mm-hmm. people who tame the tiger are calm, kind of quiet people who don't, you know, tigers don't tame tigers.
Right. He's not a tiger. He's like the strong, silent type.
Yeah, that's exactly who he is. But he's got some storm in there that I think you'll
obviously.
Like, if you can bring that out. But let him open you, and you're mm-hmm. you're going to enjoy the dance.
Okay. We'll see what the universe. Yeah, I mean, it's all like, it's just very interesting, because
that's a fun dance.
Yeah. It's very interesting. So it's
dance, girl. Dance, and have a fantastic time. And let me know how it goes. All right.
I sure will. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. That you have a fantastic evening.
Have a wonderful evening. You too.
Bye bye.
Bye.
My goodness. So I have not been able to even reach Linda, so I'm here in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco area, and we are having what I have to describe as the most wicked lightning storm that I have ever been in here in the area. I mean, we just had some thunder that rattled my house like an earthquake, and so I'm assuming that she's caught somewhere. A lot of people know electricity and all kinds of fun stuff going on, so I'm going to send my prayers out. Hope all is well. And I'm going to continue to take you guys to the show until I can't do it anymore, because that's how I roll here on Spirit Talk Radio. This is Angel, a belly dancing medium, here with you, and I welcome you to the show. If the show cuts off, know that my power probably went out or something like that, and my next broadcast is going to be on Wednesday, where it's going to be my specific show. I invite you to go to the New Age Guild website. The New Age Guild is a wonderful new website this radio show is attached to. You can go to the New Age Guild homepage, and you're going to see all kinds of really wonderful things there. Not just practitioners, which you'll see in a lot of directories, but also resources and information. If you join our mailing list by entering your email, you'll get a wonderful article. And every month we'll be trying to add more resources to this, but the article that's up there is 10 tips to finding your ideal practitioner. Just gives you some insights and some things that you can take in mind when you're looking for someone to work with. And from there, you're going to see a listing of all the different premier practitioners that join. We have new practitioners joining every week. We have our Facebook page listed there. I invite you to like it, because we do post all kinds of fun things on there throughout the week. And our social media, our Twitter page is there as well. You'll also see our lineup here on the radio program. I'm so excited to confirm that we've got many more programs coming up. We've just started I Hear Tarot Radio, which the second broadcast will be tomorrow with Tina C. She's a fun tarot reader and really very talented. So I invite you to do that. Come in and tune in on Tuesday nights. I see you guys there waiting patiently. I'll get you guys on hold here in a minute. And then my show is The Belly Dancing Medium on Wednesdays at 9. Joy is the theme this month, so bear that in mind as we go through the show and the programming this month. Thursday evenings, we have Pam, the Yes Coach, giving you all kinds of insights about saying yes to life. Starting, if not this week, as we're finishing up our broadcasting and our setup, probably next week for sure, we are going to have Paranormal Fridays. I am extremely excited about our Paranormal Fridays. We have practitioners giving us radio programming about past lives and past societies. I want you to know that we're going to be doing things, talking about Atlantis, talking about the Akashic Records. We're going to have a lot of fun bringing on professional practitioners that dive into these topics, giving you an opportunity to call in, giving us an opportunity to interview people and really getting some information, because there are a lot of people very fascinated with this subject matter. We're going to be having a ufology show. We have some people coming on that have had lots of experiences and lots of information and lots of guests lined up to bring you that UFO experience for those of you who are interested in that. Then we have one of the most exciting things. We're preparing for the Doomsday Apocalypse. This is going to be a fun show that's going to take you through the process of are you ready and give you some practical things and really kind of really dig into some of the really fun and exciting things going on out there on the fringe and in reality around giving you the preparation, whether it's what to do to prepare for it or what people are talking about is happening. And then we're going to close off with spirits and ghosts and hauntings. So we're going to put a really great lineup together for you that we hope will titillate you and excite you and help you have everything that you want to have that's a part of your paranormal experience. Then starting this coming week, we're going to take our Saturdays and turn those into Insight Saturdays. So we're going to be building a lineup of practitioners that are going to give readings and answer questions and give experiences around insightful experiences into an intuitive experience. So go to our webpage. Follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook so that you can get all the updates and information. Our goal is to have 2 to 6 hours of broadcasting for you every day, and we are fast approaching that. So we want to give you what you want, which is more information, more practitioners, and more news. And then finally, right there on the home page, we have our Practitioner of the Month, who is Kathleen Hilton. Right underneath her, there's a button there. It says Request a Free Reading. When you go to that page, there is a place where you can request a free email reading, and it will go out to one of our talented practitioners. There's some details there on what you need to do, but I encourage you all to go to the webpage and to your questions so you can get a free reading from one of our very talented practitioners, whether it's a tarot reading, whether it's a mediumship reading. If you have a specific request where you want a specific type of practitioner, you can put that in there. But we've got about 15 people who answer these, and I would love to give you guys all an opportunity to take advantage of it. So that is my commercial plug for the New Age Guild. I'm going to go on and take the next caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, yes, now I can. I'm sorry about that. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, my name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. And I would love to answer a question for you if you had a question or if you wanted to give some commentary, you know, come on and play.
Thank you. I have a question. I'm wondering if my next project that I'm undertaking, I'm wondering if I should keep it where I'm located or if I should take it to Toronto.
Well, before you answer that question, I just was able to reach Linda. I think I just see her here. I'm going to see if that's Linda because I would love to get – Linda, is that you?
It is me.
Hi.
My alarm was – hi. Yeah, it was set for half an hour late. I'm not sure what happened, but I'm here.
Okay. I'm just glad that you're okay. I was telling the listeners here that I'm sitting here in my home, and my home's been rattling with the lightning and the thunder, so I was just wasn't sure if maybe you were one of the thousands of people in the area that didn't have electricity. So I'm glad we were able to catch you.
Absolutely.
So before I get a chance to let you talk about what you want to talk about, I'm just going to let you dive right in because we've got Kathy, right?
Yes.
So we got Kathy. I just brought Kathy on the phone. I was about to let her ask her question, but I was able to get you on the phone, so I'm going to let her ask you her question, and then we're going to, when you finish asking her a question, then we're going to dig deep into your program. Is that fair enough?
Sounds good.
All right. She's all yours, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Yeah,
thank you. Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for coming and taking my call. Thank you both. My question is, I'm wondering if I'm in New York, and I'm wondering if I should undertake my next project here or if I should move and do it into the Toronto area. Not me move, like, to Toronto permanently, but just, to, like, to do the work there. I'm wondering what you think, like, would be the best for the project, the best outcome.
So what is it? So do you do project work?
Yes, like, you know, manage projects,
mm-hmm.
Put pieces together.
And you have a offer for a project in Toronto, and you're out of New York.
I'm in New York. I don't have an offer necessarily. Like, I have my project, but it just seems like, I don't know, like maybe something's calling me to go there to undertake this particular project.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me needing change, but ultimately what I want is best for the, what's best for the project. So I'm just wondering, like,
what's
if
best
I should,
for the project?
You know,
so
keep it in New York or.
Yeah. Okay. So what's best for the project or what's best for you?
Best for the project. Best for the project.
Okay. Because I'm seeing that there's some sort of burden. There's something. You're carrying a big burden right now. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm picking up there's some past life stuff going on that needs to be worked through. Do you tend to? I'm also picking up that there's like you're rebelling on some level of wanting to maybe take it to Toronto instead of doing it there in New York?
Yeah, I'm really torn. Like, part of me is like, oh, that would be, like, nice for a change. And I do like the city. I am drawn to it. I've been there a few times, and I do like it. But ultimately, mm-hmm. like, I just don't want, like, the project to, you know, suffer in any way if I do it there, or I don't know, it might be better if I do.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're being drawn to Toronto because of some past life things that you need to work through. So that might not be a bad you know decision to take it there. But again, you know, just use your own discernment too. Do what you feel initially is the best, not so much, you know, I mean, you always look at the project, because I'm a project manager myself. You know, we always look at the project, but at the same time, if there's some things that maybe might help you on a personal level, which, like I said, there's some half-life stuff that you might get be able to resolve in Toronto, more so in New York.
Wow.
So I keep that in mind when you make your decision, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I hadn't thought of it that way. Thank you.
You bet. And I can always do a full reading for you. I do them by Skype. So, and I'll be, my email address, and we can always do one via Skype if you like.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's awesome. Really
thank
great.
You
sounds
so
like
much.
That you look at how happy she feels. That was awesome. Wow, look at that. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
So, really cool. So we got you going. We're so excited to have you on. Always excited to have you on the radio here. So I want to give you an opportunity just to talk about, you know, what your message is and what you want to get out there this evening. And then you've got a handful of people that want to connect with you and, you know, talk about, you know, how they can do that. But tell us about yourself, Linda, and what you're focusing on right now in this moment for the listeners looking for some guidance.
Okay, so just for those who haven't listened before, I am a pranic healer, which is a type of energy healing, and I do soul path readings. Soul path readings to me are more about coaching and guidance. I believe that you should always make your own decisions. You know, contacting someone else and getting an insight is always helpful, but it should always be your decision, and you should always listen to your own discernment when making that decision. I've been doing a lot of work with pranic healing recently, and like I said, I think I told the listeners before, I'm still working on my website. I hope that by October I'll be able to announce that I've got some pages up. And I was just on yesterday. There's the store, the Crystal Bowl, that's located in Brentwood. The owner, her name is Bianca. She and I are doing a live stream called The Veil. And it's similar to The View, only it's The Veil, and it's a little bit of a question and answer panel. We'll be doing that once or twice a month, and that was quite interesting. We did it for the first time yesterday to open it up to topics like karma, for example, different beliefs on karma, and you know, how does karma affect us? How can we improve our karma? Because I just completed a class in pranic healing called Kriya Shakti, and I've got some really, you know, I've always a lot of conversation in Kriya Shakti about tithing and improving your karma, and you know, I was raised Catholic and I'm a recovered Catholic, and I've always had issues with tithing. And especially the Catholic Church would send you letters asking how much you were going to send to them that year, which always felt very invasive to me. But I also do feel like I want to give back. And, when I took the Kriya Shakti, it's through Pranic Healing, and so it's Master Ko. And he talked about how you always want to give back 10%, because when you give back, you get back. Which is so true. You know, when you give back, you get back. Everything's an energy exchange. You know, just like here on the radio, we're doing an energy exchange. When you have a reading with someone, you're doing energy exchange. Even when you get a free service and you do a love donation, that's your energy exchange. It talks a lot about karma and how we all come in with different levels of karma, right? It's like a cup. Is it full? Is it half empty? And how do we bring in more good karma for ourselves? And by giving anonymously, and you can even give anonymously for your or give in the name of your children, for example. A lot of people say, "Well, I have so much bad luck." well, you could transmute that to my karma's not great, so I can start donating. And for me, it would always be anonymously, because you don't want to have, you know, you're not, if you're doing it because you want people to think more of you, whatever, that's not really karmically a positive thing. So anonymously is the best way to go, unless it's in the name of one of your children or someone that you're trying to help with, which you can do as well.
That's cool. Where can we find this the Veil program you're talking about? Do you guys have it posted somewhere on Facebook or on YouTube or something?
We do. We have it on the Facebook site, The Crystal Bowl and Float, and that's on Facebook. She has a pineal site that has over 40,000 people, and that was the Facebook site we ran it on. And you can always ask to be included in that. And it's, let's see, I can tell you the name of it. So it's the Crystal Bowl Float Spa and Gift Shop. And the pineal is the pineal gland - third eye. And I know somebody else created a new one with the same exact name. But hers is the one that has over 40,000 people.
Okay.
And it's administered. But, yeah, you can join those groups and either one of those, and you would find it. I believe we're going to have it at the end of the month, but we're going to get it to where it's a regular, and we're going to have guests, you know, come in depending on the topic. Her first topic, we believe, is going to be about the pineal, because that's the site, the pineal gland. So we're going to talk about the pineal gland, the third eye. And then we've got some other very lively and controversial topics. And so it'll be live, so be able to come on Facebook and ask questions and share your opinions, because we'll have lots of them.
I like it. Let's have lots of opinions. Let's take some calls and get some opinions on that. On that note, on the air, you got Linda.
Hey, Linda. This is Kim.
Hi.
Hello. My question is, I'd like to find out if you see a new job for me on the way.
And what was your name again?
Karen.
Okay, Karen.
Yes.
So do you currently have a job right now?
I had one. A temp agency sent me out on an assignment, but they didn't tell me that the assignment was a real zinger. And it was like they told me it was customer service, but when I got there, it was a lot of computer work, like 7 to 10 pages of multiple reports. It was very difficult. And when I tried calling them, even when I resigned, I could never get a hold of them. They would never come to the phone. So I'd send them an email. And
It sounds like that one was pretty exhausting. That job was pretty exhausting.
Yes.
Okay.
Did they know that that job was difficult and that's why they kept the distance?
I can see that. Yeah, it was exhausting. And they kind of left you alone, and they didn't recontact you again about it?
Yes.
So sometimes we're the outsider looking in, and we don't – yeah, I'm picking up that there's something you need to break out of. It's like you're looking through the fence, and the door's open, but you're not ready to walk out yet. You're not ready to step into what's outside of that fence. You kind of feel safe. And you want to be in that comfort zone. And it looks like you need to step out of that comfort zone to really find a job that would be good for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes. I need to stop going to agencies, I think.
Yes. You do. You really do. And I think if you, from what I'm seeing, if you do that, then you are going to find something. But you're going to have to take those steps and approach them and, you know, provide the information they need to help you find something.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and then just keep looking and keep going in a different direction.
Yeah, step out of your comfort zone and take those steps that you know you need to take.
Okay. That makes
okay.
sense.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling in. That was really awesome. I liked it. That was kind of like a stop moment to kind of look at everything, not just what's the answer to my question, but kind of like what's happening with my whole system around this subject, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually not just, you know, there's so many things, so many layers going on that even sometimes the question that we have isn't really the right question to be asking, right? I mean, that happens to all of us, is we think we know what's going on, but we're just not paying attention to everything. If that makes sense.
That's really cool. That makes perfect sense. So I'm looking at stuff. You know, I'm notorious for poking around the internet while my guests are on so I can have questions, and I'm very studious. Now, you talked about, what did you call this? The pineal gland? What did we say earlier?
The pineal gland - third eye. That's the Facebook group that if you have to be invited. So all you got to do is ask to be included. And she had over 20 requests yesterday. So it may take a couple days to get included in the group, but then it's pinned. Once you get included in the group, there's a pinned recording, and you'll see what we did last Saturday, which was the intro. Now, if you go to the Crystal Bowl and Float, it's right there. You can watch it.
Cool. Very cool. So I hope you guys are going to these resources because putting this stuff out here with every practitioner, you know, we put a lot of stuff out there for people to as a support system and not just for entertainment purposes, because we want to be of service. You know, we love what we do. Yeah, we're professionals and we want to get paid, but more than anything, we want to be of service. And that really seems to be who you are, and all the different skills that you have, you just seem to want to be of service to people.
Absolutely. I just did a free class on Saturday also, the Chakra 101, Introduction to Your Energy Centers. I did that class on Saturday in Brentwood at the Crystal Bowl and Float. And then we did the Twin Hearts Meditation, the Pranic Healing Twin Hearts Meditation, which is extremely powerful, right afterwards. So
wow. So that's really cool. So you did a free workshop that was on chakras. I'm finding so many people right now are gravitating towards chakras. Do you find that this is something that you do a lot of work around, the chakra energy field?
I do. And in pranic healing, I actually used the pranic healing aspect of the chakras when I taught the class. Because, you know, there's so many different aspects of the chakras. You know, some people believe there's only seven. There's actually more than that, but usually the main basic seven are taught. I actually taught about 11 in my class. I taught the 11. There's the 12th one outside the body. There's a lot of mini chakras. If you've ever been acupuncture, there's all sorts of mini chakras or minor chakras, excuse me. But I talked about the main 11 in the class. But, yeah, I had a full class on Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'll run it again on next month. I think we're going to look in October for another open time to run it again each month if we can. Yeah, it's, I mean, when you learn about the auras, because it was about the auras and the chakras, and then we went through a meditation to help clear those out, and I gave some tips on cutting cords and things like that in that class.
Very wonderful, very, very wonderful. You have more callers. I'd like to give you opportunity to help and engage with these callers.
Great.
I'm going to take the next caller now. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Linda.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Mary Lou. I'm calling from New Orleans.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm about ready to make a big commitment, and I'm not sure if it's going to the right opportunity will come through, or if it will be a good choice. So are you picking up anything on that?
Well, I'm picking up that you're pretty stressed about it right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So do you meditate?
I try to.
Okay.
Probably not as clearly as I should in times like this, but I certainly try every day.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm picking up that turning inward for you would be a really good idea, and it would be very healthy for you to do that. And a lot of times when we turn inward, we find those answers there as well. Because what I'm seeing is you need to slow down a little bit and kind of go with the flow. Sometimes we're such in the planning mode that we don't let the universe catch up to us, so to speak. So we're kind of telling the universe what we want. And instead of stepping back and figuring out what's best for us, because the universe already knows, right? So are you a big planner and you're trying to plan all this out rather than kind of stepping back and really listening to what the answers are?
I have deadlines and responsibilities. So things have got to click into place. And it requires, you know, I understand spiritually there's doing and being. And you have to do. The doing part has to be done too. It's like pray and move your feet. Don't just pray without doing the work, you know?
Yeah, you do have to do the work, exactly. But sometimes when the issue with do is we think we have to do. We think we have to always be doing instead of just being in the now, right? And just listening. We're so caught up with the we have to do, and sometimes we do too much, is all I'm saying is kind of take a step back and go with the flow a little bit. you're laughing, so I'm probably not the first one that's told you this, right?
I just don't want to take a big risk and then find out that it was a bad choice.
Okay. So yeah, it's interesting that you said that because I actually pulled a card for you. I pulled the card for you that is the Fool. And what that means is that just what you've said, you didn't want to step off and make a decision that wasn't right for you. So when I get that card, to me that says step back. Don't step off. Step back, take a moment, go within, and feel, go to your heart and feel what's the right decision for you. Because you have that answer within you, and you just need to feel it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I was sort of hoping for the easy button.
Yeah, you want me to tell you the answer, but
I'm
hearing, Yeah, I'm hearing that your answer needs to come from within you. And if you take the moment to just go with the flow a little bit and step back, you will have the right answer. You will make the right choice.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I am guided not to tell you which decision to make. Matter of fact, I'm guided that way a lot. I really want you and anybody that I talk to, I mean, I a lot of times, like the other caller, I'll see, hey, you know, if you go in that direction, you're going to end up working through some past life stuff. So again, it's your decision to make those. But what I keep seeing is there's too much doing and not enough stepping back, listening internally for that answer. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, awesome.
And
thank you.
I might pick up a lot more if you know, want it. Sometimes in these kind of situations, that's what I keep getting. But in a full reading, I might get more information. But that's what I'm getting for you right now.
Okay.
I can always do a full reading for you by Skype.
Okay. All right. I was hoping to get some kind of peace around this.
No.
Just when I thought that it was a done deal and it was going forward, it didn't.
Really?
Oh, my goodness, life, right? So I'm going to
suggest. Yeah, and what I picked up is there's some politics around that. There's some politics around that. You keep that in mind.
So maybe, how could she get in touch with you if she wants to connect with you to dig a little deeper around the subject?
Yep. You can contact me at sacreddivinewisdom@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling.
Good night.
Good night. So talk to me about your services, you know, what people can do in working with you. The evolution of your process has been fascinating to watch over the last, last year. We've known each other for a while now, a couple of years now. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at us. And watching you evolve to who you are now from when I first met you, doing, you know, the wonderful readings you had, and you worked with the crystals, and you had the wonderful essential oils, and now you're you're darn near a shaman with this whole soul path readings and the pranic healing. Talk about that for our listeners to really understand. I really want them to really get the power of this process, and then whatever offerings you have as we get close to the close of the show.
Sure. So, yeah, the Soul Path reading for me helps guide and helps my understanding as well as yours as where you are on your path, what your obstacles are, what is it that you need to work through, and it becomes a coaching tool for me. And then the pranic healing helps to heal physical and emotional. So a lot of times out of the Soul Path reading, there's a lot of emotional stuff that comes up. And that can be assisted through pranic healing. Both of those processes that I use can be done via Skype. I can, and actually the pranic healing can be done remotely. It can be done in person if you're around here. If not, it can be done remotely. I worked with I'm in an intuitive counseling program, and I have several of the ladies that I work with that I've done remote healing on. And it's simply, typically it's a phone call. I do an intake form. And then when you are ready to relax and go to sleep, or just ready to relax, that's when I work on you. And then I get feedback the next day as to, you know, how it went, how you felt, etc. So it's two things I do right now remotely that I can assist you know, based on physical and emotional issues, things you want to work through, addictions, those type of things that even pranic healing does help with as well.
Huh, okay. So when I work with you, it's going to be getting to know me, kind of the traditional kind of coaching process. You know, you get some information on me, we'll talk, figure out where my bells and my whistles are shooting off and maybe where I might have my blocks. And then I just sit back and after all that and just let it happen is what you're saying. I just sit back and let you work.
Right. Yeah. In the soul path reading, absolutely. And then in the pranic healing, yes. You just relax. You don't even have to believe in it. That's what I love about pranic healing. We're all energy. And energy work works on the energy of the body because we can all heal ourselves. And all what pranic healing does is assist you to heal yourself.
That sentence right there, you need a bumper sticker.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't have a website yet. We do have your information up on the New Age Guild so people can get in touch with you. And you also wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about your Circle of Light meetup. You're still doing that, right?
I am. I still do my circle. I do a discussion group. So that is typically if you're local. I have offered my circle. I telepathically connect with the 12 dimensional guardians, and the guardians are here to assist us in our ascension path. And so each Sunday, most Sundays, I have a circle that meets here, and I have opened it up virtually before. My only struggle is getting people to go on mute, because when you're trying to do something, you know, that everybody wants silence except for the speaker, and I've got people that don't go on mute, it has caused issues in the past. So I haven't offered it again virtually recently, but I have done it virtually before. But the circle and the discussion group I hold once a month as well. And the discussion group is on pretty interesting topics. We did a recent one on consent. And because there's so many things that we're not consenting to, and we're not even aware that we've given away our consent for things that are happening around us. So pretty interesting topics. And that's a meetup group called Sacred Earth Gathering.
Okay. Sacred Earth Gathering. I see you right there.
Yep.
I'm stalking you on the internet.
Yeah, like I said, the circle is every Sunday. It's usually around 30 to 40 minutes. A lot of times it's just beautiful, loving energies. It's toning. It really depends on who's joined the group. If it's some folks that have joined before, but I have somebody new, a lot of times they'll come right back to some of the similar information and do it again, simply because so much of us need to learn to love ourselves, need to let go of guilt and shame. So they'll repeat some of that for new folks that join the group, and it doesn't hurt for the rest of us to get it again.
Right. Beautiful, beautiful. We have about 5 minutes left, and I want to give you an opportunity to either A, talk a little bit more about your stuff. I got you every week, so you got lots of time, or you just have a couple of brand new callers. You probably have time for one more caller. So I'm going to let you decide what you want to do.
Sure, let's take one more call.
All right, calls are fun. They really are. You're on the air with Linda. Who are we speaking to?
Oh, hi. Well, good morning or good evening. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
So what's your question?
Could it be an intuitive question, psychic question?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great. Okay. I wasn't sure. I had this opportunity to have a business financial backer, and I thought everything was gung-ho, and then all of a sudden everything just quieted down. So I'm wondering if it's this person's in alignment. That's the most important. This is the key. If this person is in alignment to be, you know, my financial backer, or is he just, I don't know, trickster? That's the way I look at it.
Well, I'm seeing change and a new vision for you, but I'm also seeing, I picked up a lazy card, so I don't know if that's your backer, if they're just, you know, if they're just going through a little bit of a, you know, being a little bit lazy about getting back to you, or, but I'm also seeing the conditioning, and so a lot of times we're conditioned as children, right? We're conditioned to believe things, and we have to let go of that conditioning. So I don't know if that's your backer or you needing to let go of some of that conditioning and look at it in a new way. Look at things in a new way, because I'm seeing, like I said, I got change and a new vision and a celebration for you. So there's something good coming. But the laziness, like I said, I picked the card that is the laziness card. And I usually get that one of two reasons. Either somebody that you're working with is, that you mentioned, is being a little bit lazy, or sometimes it's the slowdown card. It's the card that says you need to slow down and be lazy because you're doing too much.
Yes. I think it might be a combination, maybe both. Because I guess when you're, let's just say, multi-wealthy, many layers of wealthiness, you know, which I don't pay attention to, I don't attach myself to that kind of energy, old world energy. That's kind of, I think, where, even though that person's very spiritual, I do believe that he has this lazy lifestyle. That's one. And number two, you're right. I am a little, I'm overworking because I like to help people, you know, and I feel like I'm on a, you know, time is of the essence to help these people.
Right.
You know, so that's the way I look at things.
I also got the trust card. So, and I got the creator card, which means trust the universe. So, be patient, right? Be patient and trusting. And when I get the trust card too, it's trust internally. You know, go within. Just like what I was telling the other caller, sometimes we think we have to do, right? Rather than just be in the now and trust that what's supposed to come our way will come our way.
Exactly. I do believe in that wholeheartedly.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes I just get emails demanding things from me, and that's where, you know, it triggered me this week that everything was fine, you know, and, you know, I go out in nature, I'm spending more time with myself and doing things for myself, and all of a sudden I get these urgency, old world kind of energy, and it just triggers me back again. Okay, now I got to work hard again. So thank you.
Well,
and that's where you have to step into that. It's called the compassionate witness, where you step in and just be the observer and don't let those emotions trigger you. And that takes lots of practice.
Yeah, a little discipline. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know it's
thank
the end
you.
Of the show. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much. This is lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, and you have a fantastic evening.
You as well.
Thank you.
So here we are at the end of another show. It was so much fun having you on. Next week, next month we have you on again, and I'm hoping that you will have one of your programs on so we can talk about that so we can get that link in, because I'd like to give people the opportunity to check that out, because it sounds like it's really cool.
Absolutely. I'm still working with my marketing team, so I'm going to talk to them tomorrow about making sure. So I'm on again October.
Ooh.
What's the date?
That's a good question.
Second week in
October. You are up again in October on the 9th.
Yeah, so I'm going to make sure I change that alarm so that I won't be late.
All righty, my friend. I'm looking forward to talking to you soon. And I'm going to go now and see if my backyard is still in one piece, because that was some mighty, mighty fine lightning. It's still going on out there, too. You, you take care. God bless you. And we're going to talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
and have
you.
A fantastic
Bye-bye.
Evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Amy. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news,